to our second Jack Back. This is our show where we talk about what's been going on in the Shop Jack community, talk about the emails that you've sent us.
Yes, and the Jack Backs will be a little bit quiet if we didn't get any fucking emails. So the place where you email us is to talk to us at shotofjack.org. Send a mail there, and if we like it and it's interesting and it's relevant, we'll read out on each Jack Back episode. So, do you want to kick it off, Mr. Langridge?
I do. The first thing we should say is a really big, resounding Shot of Jack thank you to Samuel van der Planker and Stephen Kellat, because they sent us some money. Hooray!
We like money. We need a few pictures on the wall of the Ivory Tower. That's what we like.
We do. In the Shot of Jack orbiting global headquarters. So we do appreciate that. If you want to donate us some money, I mean, seriously, don't feel like you have to or anything, but if you want to give us some money, we're certainly not going to stop you. And on shotofjack.org, you'll find a nice big shiny donate button.
No, fuck that. They should feel like they have to. Right? It's a valuable service that we're providing here. So go to the website and donate. You know, it makes sense. You can save a child in Africa. Next up, Richard Smith emails us. Richard Smith emails us and says, you know, Shot of Jack not working incredibly well in Chrome, Google's Chrome web browser. So, Mr. Langridge, you've been fixing this, right?
I have indeed fixed it, actually. Well, I think I fixed it, at least. We were having some problems with our audio server being very old, so I've since upgraded it. It was running some version of Debian from 1996 or something like that. So I've now upgraded it, and it should work better. This is this sort of thing gets fixed a lot faster now, because I'm now running Chromium as my main browser rather than Firefox. So I'm inclined to try and make it work in Chrome.
Absolutely. So if you're using some horrible tiny bullshit web browser that no one cares about, get Act to run it, and then you might get it fixed in there as well.
Dan Fish emails us with the important and vital news that Shot of Jack is exactly the same length of time that it takes him to have a shit. So, so thank you, Dan.
Thanks for oversharing there.
Something of a backhanded compliment, perhaps, but certainly we won't get any longer.
Well, people have been talking about how, like, one thing we wanted to do with Shot of Jack was to make them nice and short so people could... We always thought people would listen to them in their lunch hour, right? And they, you know, they could listen to it, have a sandwich, and then go for a walk afterwards. We didn't imagine that this is now shit casting as opposed to shot casting.
It never occurred to me someone would see us as the ideal thing for when they're on the throne, but, you know, this is expanding to new market areas and all that kind of thing. So, you know, hooray. Thanks very much, Dan Fish.
Thanks a lot, Dan. Alan Pope emails us and says that, referring to our ebook show, talks about Calibre, which is the ebook reader, says that it's Nagware. I think he means that it shows up advertising as something else. I've only switched on Calibre for a second. And he says, you know, would this be a good shot for the show? And is it acceptable and appropriate? What do you think?
It's interesting that, yes, Calibre, I use it because, as I mentioned on the ebook show, it ties in, it creates EPUB format, which is what Aldeco, my book reader on Android, reads. And it does, it whittles at you about, you know, you should go and buy this or what have you. And I don't know. I mean, this sort of thing isn't really very appropriate, because Alan's point, and it's a very good one, is what would the Linux desktop look like if all the apps had this, and what it would look like is a Windows desktop, which we don't want. Back to the old days of shareware, which has now basically gone away. And we don't really want that. But then, you know, what's the alternative? Distros could, presumably, compile this out if they wanted to, but that's rather kicking the teeth to the developer.
Surely the alternative is just not having Nagware. I mean, it's a pretty simple alternative. Many other open source applications get by without it. I don't see why Calibre, you know, shouldn't be held accountable. Held accountable. You see, it's very formal, isn't it?
Well, isn't it just so? I'll leave you to go and take the guy who's built the best ebook converter system in the world and bitch at him about how he's not done it right.
And just don't do it. I mean, make it not Nagware. It's pretty simple.
move on to our next email. A guy called Peter Howav says, how about you covering viruses in Linux or Ubuntu? And he says, I hear there are no viruses for Linux, but I know this can't be true. And this is interesting. I mean, the situation on this hasn't changed for a few years. We did a Lug Radio show about this a long time ago, actually, and it hasn't changed very much since. It's perfectly possible for viruses to exist on Linux, and broadly, there aren't any at the moment. Now, it's To be honest with you, a lot of that's because we're still a minority platform. People aren't targeting it. And recently we've seen things like malicious Deb files being posted to the Ubuntu forums and so on. So that whole category of malware and viruses and so on can exist on Linux. And at the moment we get to dodge it rather a lot by still being a minority platform that people aren't concentrating on. It is harder to build a Linux virus than it is to build a Windows virus, or at least it was until recent versions of Windows. But
the issue of viruses on Linux, I don't think it's particularly interesting. Like you say, it hasn't really changed that much, but it could be fun for us to do a shot about malware. Like the example of people building Debs and attaching them to posts in the Ubuntu forums is one such example, and people, you know, run them and it wipes their systems or something. I mean, it might be interesting for us to talk about, you know, building trust around stuff that you run in support communities and stuff like that. That might be an option.
So. Yeah, whether there's a way of doing trust which is less heavy-handed than the Microsoft everything must be digitally signed approach, but slightly more secure than the current everything that's a deb is completely trusted approach.
Yeah.
Everything that's an RPM is completely trusted approach that systems currently have.
Yeah, well, Peter, thank you very much. We'll add that to the ideas for the show list, which is growing by the day.
Isn't
and
it
don't
just?
Forget, folks, if you have other ideas that you'd like us to talk about, do send us an email to talktous@shotofjack.org or share them on the website. Next up, we've got Thomas Machos, or Macho, depending on how you pronounce it. He says, you could introduce the topic on a show, then on the next show, you could give us a little more on the topic, perhaps including some feedback. That's basically what a jackback is.
Yes, the show you're listening to is precisely for that. Because an individual shot is only 10 minutes long, we don't want to use up some of that time by talking about a previous show. So we kind of collect them all together, and then every now and again we'll do one of these. I can see them happening once a month or so.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think a lot of it will depend on how much email we get and how much there is to talk about. There's no point in doing a jackback if there's basically nothing very interesting to say. So, like the last one, we didn't have a huge amount because it was the first one, but this one we got a lot more.
Yeah, we did, absolutely.
So keep sending your emails in. It's good to see the emails coming in. It gives us an idea of what's working, what's not. So we love it.
We have, and I know this because I've counted them, 150,000 emails from people saying, can the episodes be numbered, right? It's harder than you think, people, but I'm working on it. Those of you who are thinking it's really easy, you don't know everything that I know about this. about how the massive underlying Shot of Jack infrastructure of Doom actually works. But I am working on it. We're going to try and do it. Now shut up asking.
In a nutshell, when we were doing Lug Radio, we built this really, really complicated, or more specifically, ACK built this really, really complicated framework in which we could automate how we release shows. I basically mixed the show, give ACK an MP3, and then it would be fed into this machine that made all the magic happen. And we now have a very different, incredibly complicated infrastructure, but behind Shot of Jack. So believe me, right, much as the fat man lies every so often, it is really complicated. But he's on it, you know, and, you know, just remind him repeatedly and that'll be all right. Stuart Ward says, can we have a suggestion box? I think we should. What do you think, Mr. Web Designer Developer?
Hang on, so what we're talking, I mean, we already have a suggestion box. It's talktous@shotofjack.org. But what we're talking about here is a public suggestion box on the website where people can go and enter something that they want, and then someone else can either enter their own suggestion for a show or vote up or vote down a suggestion that we've already got. Now, that's doable, certainly. I have to find some of my copious free time to do it in, but if people think it's a good idea, I mean, I'd be interested to hear more thoughts from the community on whether that's actually a good idea or not, whether you want suggestions to be public.
You know what we could do? We could use the Brainstorm software. So Brainstorm, for those of you who don't know what it is a website, brainstorm.ubuntu.com, where people can post ideas, and then people can basically vote them up or down, whether they like the ideas, and then you can add comments and all the rest of it. We could use that, because that's actually an underlying framework. that's been used on various different sites.
We could use that if it wasn't for the fact that using Brainstorm to handle suggestions for Shot of Jack is like trying to open a walnut by dropping a fucking H-bomb on it, right?
It's not really, because it's just an idea. I mean, it's no different to an idea. I mean, it's not like Brainstorm, I don't think, is specifically designed for software communities.
I agree with you, but Brainstorm's this big, complicated Django application. I was just going to do it by having WordPress comments and then putting a little thumbs up symbol next to them.
I mean, we could do that as well. I'm just thinking, like, given the fact that you don't have any copious spare time, there's a web app that basically does it. It might be fun for us to try it out and see how it works.
We will have a look at how to do a suggestion box, and one of the things I'll look at is Brainstorm.
Yeah, I think it would be cool for us. I think the idea of having a means for people to suggest ideas and then, you know, plus minus them, that is a cool thing. That'll help us, you know, maintain the interactiveness of the show. So excellent. Next up.
Alistair Munro, long-time listener to the show, as much as anyone's a long-time listener.
Last month.
points out that when you hit a page in the browser and you've got support for the audio tag, so you're in Firefox or Chrome or what have you, it starts downloading the thing instantly rather than waiting until you hit play. It starts buffering it so it will play instantly the moment you hit play. And that's a problem. His issue was that he was using one of these 3G dongles plugged into his laptop, so it hammered his bandwidth into bits. And that was partially our fault and partially not our fault. The bit that's our fault is now fixed. And the bit that's not our fault is that browsers apparently do that by default sometimes, which I didn't know until I went and looked into this. There's an outstanding bug filed in Chromium about how it auto-buffers audio even if you don't tell it to. And,
right.
You know, there's not really a lot I can do about that. Firefox apparently has a very similar bug. So if it's still happening, I believe it might be your browser's fault. But if anyone can correct me on that, then I'm happy to hear.
Sounds good. Now, next up, we have Derek Weber, who sent us an email saying, how do you change your image in the comments? Now, this is actually, we actually support on the website a thing called Gravatars. Now, there's a website. Is it gravatar.com?
I'm pretty sure it's gravatar.com.
Something like that.
Google Gravatar, anyway.
So basically, it's Avatar, which is, you know, a multi-million-dollar movie right now. Just put gruh. Just put gruh in front of it and search for that on Google. What it is basically what happens is you upload an image to this site, Gravatar, and then when you log in, when you enter your email address into the Shot of Jack site, it will look up your image from Gravatar and display it. And it's cool because you can use this on lots of different sites, like WordPress supports a bunch of other backends for websites support it. So you basically set it once and you can use it on all these different websites. So yep, that's how you do it. I actually, when we started doing the show, originally had a page on the website which was how to take part in conversations, and I never actually finished it. So it might be good for us to set that up, Ack, and so people can, it explains how people can set their gravatars and how they can participate and stuff like that. I might look into that as well.
That would be a really good thing for you to do. Yes. Yes, it would. A chap called Andy Duffel wrote a really nice review of Shot of Jack on his website. That's really quite cool. I mean, not that we obsessively ego surf looking for people who've written reviews of Shot of Jack, but when people do that, we eventually notice. And thank you very much, Andy.
Absolutely. I think the thing there as well is that, you know, when you start doing something new, everybody naturally seeks a bit of validation. I mean, we did Lug Radio for 4 years and it went pretty well, but Shot of Jack's very new for us and we still wanting to get an idea of whether it's working or not. So when people post nice reviews, it's, you know, it gives you a bit of motivation for it as well. So we tend to pass those on. Fortunately, we've not really seen any really negative reviews of Shot of Jack.
And this is really encouraging because this ties into Bacon's law of the internet, does it not?
It does. And the law of the internet is basically that people will want to bitch about stuff. So if you don't really see any bitching, then you're basically perfect. So if somebody complains, then you're probably doing something a little bit wrong. But if no, you know, very few people or no one complains, it means that you basically do nothing wrong. So we're under the premise that we're basically doing nothing wrong.
So I look forward to a flood of complaints about things from now on.
Yeah, assholes. Linux Outlaws, our friends of the Linux Outlaws, the Linux Outlaws podcast, took the piss out of us in their Christmas show.
They did quite extensively, actually. It was
appreciate that.
In their defense, first of all, they took the piss out of every Linux podcast, as far as I can tell, not just us. And secondly, it was actually really funny. Nonetheless, fuck you, both of you, Fab and Dan. Yeah.
Assholes. Stupid, stupid podcast that they did. No, we love them, really.
No, it was really cool, actually. And they've done a really good job. They've really built up a huge back catalogue of shows.
Yeah, now, no, they've been... How long have they been going for now? I mean, they've been going for about three years now.
It's a couple of years, I think.
Yeah, so we like it. We're good friends with them, and we're good friends with our pals in the Ubuntu UK podcast as well. We like what they're doing. Don't hear much of the Linus Link Tech Show guys anymore.
No, I mean, they're still doing it, but they seem to have been a bit quieter recently. I don't know whether they're just quite busy, or there's less of an Ubuntu podcast community than there was when we all first started. But yeah, you know, get more involved, guys.
Yeah, yeah. Stop dicking around.
Yeah, no, since we're talking about podcasts, I should also mention a thing called Listen. LISTEN, which is a podcast for librarians, which pimped Shot of Jack in their 100th episode. That's at lisnews.org. So, you know, good work, librarians. Keep it up.
We like that. Thank you very much, librarians. And finally, just in general, we've been getting a lot of really nice feedback on previous episodes. We mentioned this earlier on about having a bit of validation. So thank you, everybody, who's been so kind about the show so far. We're still, you know, it has to be said, we're still very much in the beginning. So we're still learning what we're doing. We're finding our feet. But also, we're only just starting to spread the word about Shot of Jack as well. So if you do have some good feedback about the show, if you like it, if it works for you, then tell other people, tell your friends, you know, blog about it or Twitter it or Identikit it, whatever you want to do. Spread the word, and then we can keep the community growing. Something which Ak and I have been talking about as well is some ideas that we can use to kind of grow the awareness of Shot of Jack. So if you've got ideas about how we can spread the word, how we can get people listening and participating in the conversations, then do let us know and send us an email to talktous@shotofjack.org.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing that's important is how pleased we are with the amount of conversation that's going on around each show. That's really good. You know, I've been hugely pleased, not only with the quantity of the conversation, but the quality of it as well. Every time we've done a shot, we've had loads of really useful comments about the subject that we've talked about. We've had the ISP one, for example. We quoted the bogons.net thing, and the people from bogons.net showed up and then talked about why their ISP is the way it is, and some of the constraints that happen with it. We had loads of really useful feedback about the Android show. We had loads of really useful feedback about the ebook show. So yeah, keep being part of the conversation, because that's what really makes the show good.
Yeah, the conversation is absolutely the heart of Shot of Jack. And as always, there's three ways in which you can get involved and participate with us. The first thing you need to do is go to the website and share your thoughts on each shot by leaving comments and taking part in the conversation right there.
You can also talk to us on Twitter or Identica. Just tag your tweets or your dents with #ShotOfJack.
And finally, if you want to email the two of us, and if you want to get some of your emails into a Jackback episode, then email us at talktous@shotofjack.org. And we'll see you on the next Shot of Jack.